Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The left fielder, Randy Bush. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Stenhouse. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Salas. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ken Schramm. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting third. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fourth. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Barbaro Garby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Bush moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Bush scores. Brunansky scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gaetti moves to third. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Salas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stenhouse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a line drive into right field. Garby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into right field. Garvey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barbaro Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Salas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bush for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Stenhouse strikes out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. Teufel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Teufel reaches second base with a double. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 0 for 1 in the game. Garbi hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stenhouse scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into left field. Bush picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bush. Herndon moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. Salas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Salas moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Bush reaches second base with a double. Salas scores. Smalley moves to third. It's 4-1, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brunansky is walked intentionally. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gaetti hits a fly ball towards center. Lemon catches it and throws to home to double up Smalley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up towards first. Stenhouse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Puckett throws the ball into Teufel, who relays the ball to Gaetti, who tags Gibson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 2 in the game. Stenhouse hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Twins. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Teufel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Teufel reaches second base with a double. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Teufel moves to third. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a fly ball into right field. Garby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garby takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Salas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garby moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garby moves to third. Herndon moves to second. Kurt Wardle now pitching. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Bob Melvin. Alejandro Sanchez pinch hits for Dave Bergman. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garby scores. Herndon scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 5-4, Twins. Frank Eufemia now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Salas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Marty Castillo now catching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stenhouse scoops it up and throws to first, with Euphemia covering, for the out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Tigers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Teufel hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stenhouse scoops it up and throws to first, with Euphemia covering, for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Tigers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Dave Meyer pinch hits for Mark Salas. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-4 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Scotty Madison pinch hits for Marty Castillo. Tim Laudner now catching. Dave Meyer now playing left field. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stenhouse scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 4 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.